One of the main concerns for China in recent years has been excess capacity, especially in heavy industries like steel. The central government has tried to address this issue, but Hu Yanping, an analyst at CUSteel.com, says local government's continued support of steel producers is thwarting this attempt. For instance, Lingyuan Iron and Steel Company is a state-owned enterprise in Chaoyang in Liaoning Province. It has been producing and distributing steel for construction since 1966. According to the company, it has been the top tax contributor for the local government. However, with a slowdown of the property market, its profitability dwindled, and it became a beneficiary of local government subsidies, which, since 2012, have covered hundreds of millions of yuan in losses. According to a person familiar with the industry, there are more than 100 state-backed steel companies like Lingyuan in China. Indeed, local governments elsewhere in the country continue to give steel producers hundreds of millions of yuan in the hopes that steelmakers' contributions to public coffers will rebound. Additionally, local governments extend aid in order to avoid mass layoff of workers for fear of social unrest. But those hopes might be in vain. Hu says, although steelmakers account for a significant share of local tax revenues, they're falling behind on their payments as the economy slows. Indeed, it is hard to see how steelmakers can cough up the cash. The industry suffered a loss of 72 billion yuan in the first 10 months of this year, and the sector made 300 million more tons of steel than it needed this year. And industry associations think demand for steel will fall by 3% next year. Not only that, continued support for such steel producers means market forces won't be able to play the decisive role of ensuring that resources are efficiently distributed, says a person familiar with the matter. Tai Xin has argued that as history has shown, cutting overcapacity won't be painless. But in the 1990s, the government has shown plenty of boldness in restructuring state-owned enterprises, leading China into an era of double-digit growth. Now, those nerves of steel will be needed more than ever.